We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
David, how are you?
Hey there.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's Monday. We're back.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, a rough weekend in the Crescent City and last night. You know, I went to the Fleetwood Mac concert on Saturday and we went to eat in the quarter after, and I take a very weird route when I drive. I like to go up Loyola to get across to the other side and then take a right on Iberville, right? That's just the way I get there. Or Bienville. I get confused when I'm Iberville,
I think it probably, is. Probably. Well, or is it Bienville?
But I was at that corner. For a long time, I've never felt comfortable at that corner at all, especially in the dark. So our Blue Runner Red Bean opinion poll is asking you, are you worried that you could be the victim of violence in New Orleans? A violent weekend, six people dead, seven shootings in the area. So give me a call. Let me know your take on this. 260-1870. Is it a parent problem where the parents aren't raising the kids right? Is it because of education? Is it because of opportunity? Is it because we have a system that fosters criminals and encourages them to be criminals? This guy had two armed robberies he was suspected in. That's why they were trying to arrest
him. Yeah, they wanted to question him.
So
yeah.
I want to know, what do y'all think? 260-1870, lines are open. Your reaction to the violent weekend. Do you think you're going to be a victim of crime over the weekend? Or rather at night or any time in the Crescent City? Guy shows up, had been shot on Canal Street 2 days earlier, didn't realize it, tried treating a wound with peroxide, it didn't work, so then he showed up and said he'd been shot. 260-1870. Have you ever been the victim of violent crime, and are you worried about violent crime when you come to New Orleans and Orleans Parish? And does this mean anything to you as far as Mardi Gras coming up? The mayor says we're more than ready to handle that, or at least NOPD is with the state police. I don't know what you think. 260-1870. Is this just a function of the police cracking down, or are they just drowning in a sea of crime? We'll be back, WWL.
Well, it was a pretty tumultuous weekend that started on Friday evening, in particular on Louisiana Avenue Parkway, the street that I live on. So we're all impacted. It matters, and we're going to do what we do best in terms of hosting these large-scale events in our city. So we're prepared.
So that's Mayor Cantrell last night after the shooting. She was out there at the scene along with the police superintendent. And my question to you is, are you worried about being a victim of violent crime? As I mentioned, I went to the Fleetwood Mac concert. We went to eat. I don't know if it was Loyola or I always get them confused, or Elk's Place, but I was at that corner where that happened. And I go that way to go down Rampart and then turn on Iberville to get to the French Quarter. And it's just weird being there the night before and then all hell breaks loose. I'm just asking you, are you worried about being a victim of violent crime when you go to New Orleans? Mandy in Slidell, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Morning.
How you?
Good.
Tell me what's up.
I was just calling in thinking that I think people need to learn the word accountability. They need to be taught that at school. They need to be taught that by their parents. And truly, if you can be accountable for your actions and then know that there's going to be consequences, maybe it'll stop. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think so. But I think accountability goes to a lot of different things. I don't know if it's the parents. I don't know if it's the school system. I don't know if it's the judges. I mean, we'll find out more. The police superintendent, I'll play a bite after, kind of seemed as though it may have been the police officers that maybe shot one or two people of the citizens, but then, you know, they got to be accountable for their bullets. But again, if a guy is shooting at them, they have to return fire. I understand that, too, and it could be a chaotic situation. And it just happened in a very, I guess, crowded part of the city, or at least that one corner. When it comes to parents, do you think parents are accountable today with these violent criminals? Do you think it's the judges, they should keep them in jail longer? The DA's office should somehow, or police should somehow make a better case? It just seems like the whole system is failing, and I'm trying to figure out why.
I think it definitely does start at home, and it definitely starts with the parents. I think if you have parents that are taking care of their kids and actually raising them and not having grandparents raise them and other people raising them, they need to step up and they need to man up and they need to be a parent. That's their job.
I think it's interesting when you said accountability, because the question is, who's the most accountable for this? Thank you, Mandy. I'm glad you called. Oh, real quick, on a lighter note, would you prefer the weather today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, me too. No, not me. I'm with today, definitely. It's too damn hot yesterday. Wayne and Kenner, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
How you?
I think it's the district attorney, it's the governor, it's the police, it's everybody down there just failing the system, man. You got these guys getting plea deals, you got these guys getting bail bonds, the same criminals that are doing the same thing over and over. Mm-hmm. They're running around there with guns and stuff, man, just shooting. They don't care, man. Them animals down there, man.
So somebody texted that in. I don't know if this was you, but it says, do these types of events surprise you? We live amongst a bunch of animals. I'm being blunt, and I don't give a damn. It is what it is. So if that's the case, Wayne, how do you fix it?
Well, you got to start off with these plea deals and these bail bonds, man. These ex-offenders running around out there with firearms.
Mm-hmm.
You put these guys in jail for life, and they run around out there with a firearm as an ex-offender, man.
So what you're saying is
get better down there.
The magistrates or the judges should raise bail and not let them out of jail.
That's right. And these judges seem like they're in with the system, man. These guys, like they're in with the criminal, letting these guys out on the street like deals, man.
So it says you're in Kenner. Are you afraid to go into New Orleans? Are you worried that you'll be a victim of violent crime?
I don't go in New Orleans. I don't go in New Orleans at all. Unless I really have to do something down there for my family or something, I don't go down there in that city, man.
All right, Wayne, thank you. I'm glad you called. In case you're just waking up and wondering what the heck are we talking about, five people were shot last night and one killed. The five people who were shot were just civilians hanging around, innocent people as far as they can tell. I shouldn't put it that way because there's no indication that they're anything but innocent citizens. It was Tulane Avenue in Elk Place last night. Five citizens were killed. Basically, what happened is the police tried to separate a guy from the crowd, I guess, because he was wanted in two armed robberies that occurred uptown last week. And as they tried to arrest him, the perp started shooting. So they returned fire, and five people wound up shot. The state police showed up at some point, and the state police officer, as I understand it, shot the perpetrator, and he's dead. And in all of the melee, it was four citizens shot, and then the police officer killed the bad guy. And then at some point, an officer on the way over there flipped a vehicle, and he's okay. So it was a very chaotic evening. We're going to play a little bit of what the mayor had to say and also the police chief last night. Four people shot Sunday night near Tulane Avenue in Elk Place. The perp is dead. Police exchange gunfire with the person at the scene, and he is dead. So five people in all shot, one dead, and that's the perp. One in critical condition as well. 260-1870, a text comes in, says, good morning, Tommy. I worked on the corner of Elks and Tulane, working in an apartment building for a year and a half. At least five or six shootings in that time period in that immediate area. Thank God there's a hospital right there. And I got to tell you, man, I never was comfortable at that intersection, especially at night. Give me a call, 260-1870. Who's responsible for this? How would you fix it? Are you worried about being a victim of violent crime when you come into the city? And do you refuse to come in at night? And the other thing is, Mardi Gras is just around the corner. How does this fit in all of your Mardi Gras plans, your family, etc.? Larry, hang on. You're next. One line open at 260-1870. Right now, it's time for WWL traffic. 624, Tommy Tucker, WWL, as you wake up, in case you didn't check social media or WWL's webpage, an armed robbery suspect fatally shot. Gunfire breaks out last night near Tulane Avenue in Elk Place. Five people described as innocent bystanders were wounded. One of the five is in critical condition at University Medical Center. They don't know, and I guess they got to do ballistics to see who's gun or who fired the rounds that hit the quote innocent bystanders. The state police trooper, they're pretty sure, is the one that dropped the perp and killed him. And somebody texted in about gun laws, tougher laws against repeating offenders and tougher gun laws. Well, this guy that shot up his office, his workplace, after he was fired in Aurora, Illinois on Friday. He was packing and he knew he was going to get fired. As soon as he got fired, he pulled his handgun, started shooting. Three of the five co-workers he killed were in a room with him, and the other two were just outside. But this guy had at least six prior arrests, so why was he able to have a gun? But then again, if he didn't get it legally, do tougher gun laws really matter? And I want to bring this up. What about illegal immigrants and gun laws? Where do you stand on that? Because I know a lot of people think that the Second Amendment is unfettered, but if violent or if illegal immigrants are committing violent crimes, wouldn't you want to make sure they don't get their hand on a gun? Like maybe some kind of identity check or something like that, even more than they do now? Larry in a truck. Hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. What do you think, Larry?
Thoughts and prayers go out to the innocent people, man. That's a damn shame. I think they ought to put a sign in New Orleans that says, "Welcome to the jungle."
Meaning what?
Meaning you take your own life at your own risk if you go that way. These people shooting people, if they want to kill people, send them over there to Afghanistan. We need all the help we can over there. Don't be shooting innocent people in the street that minding their business like you going out to eat. You never know. The only reason I go to New Orleans is go to Saints game, and that's it.
Guy, Larry, thank you. What do you think the cause of this is?
At home. It all starts at home, Tom. It all starts at home. And I wanted to mention that other thing that you just brought up. If somebody wants to get a gun bad enough, mm-hmm. they're going to get a gun. They're going to get it off of somebody in the street. There ain't no way to stop somebody from handling up on a gun.
So when it comes to illegal immigrants, somebody texted in here and says, it's all because of drugs, and yes, it flows from south of the border. Our president is trying to stop the flow, but some people don't want that. Well, if you don't want them in a country, you certainly don't want them to have a gun, do you?
No.
So, but what you're saying is you can't stop it anyway.
You can't stop it, Tom. But, if you want a gun, you can get it off the street anywhere.
But for those that would say, then why stop them from coming in the country, even trying that they're going to come in anyway, aren't you making the same argument with the gun? So why build a wall?
That's the same argument. They're going to get a way to get around the wall, over the wall, or under the wall, believe me.
So do you believe the president when he says it's a national emergency?
No.
All right, thank you. 260-1870. You heard what Larry had to say. Text comes in. I'm from central Louisiana. Definitely worry about being a victim of crime anytime I go to NOLA. Another text comes in and says, Tommy, the workplace shooter was known to have a gun and had a court order to relinquish it. The order was, however, never followed up on. The problem isn't the need for tougher gun laws. It's enforcing the laws on the books. So when it comes to immigrants, how do you factor all of that into this? Beth, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How you?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
How you?
I'm pretty good to be good. So early in the morning.
Well, you know what you got to look at Monday morning as a blank slate. You can write whatever you want on it.
Hey, look, I live at the beach, so every day is a beautiful day.
There you go. Tell me what's up.
I was going to say, make a comment about the illegals and guns.
Yeah.
You know, certain things that they've never been able to stop, just like the prohibition thing. They still drank, they still gambled, and there was still prostitution. And the government's not going to be able to stop any illegal or anybody else, for that matter, from getting a gun. You know, you can always get, just like the drugs, you know, there's always somebody out there that's going to have it. And if you've got enough money, you can get it.
So do you think most of this crime that happens, and this guy that they were looking for last night that caused all of this, was a suspect in two armed robberies that happened uptown? So I guess what I had to ask you, what I'd like to ask you is, if this is all about drugs, first of all, do you think it's all about drugs?
I don't think everything is about drugs, no, but probably the majority of it may be.
Because if it is, do you think the wall is going to prevent that? So I guess what I'm saying is, if the drugs don't come in, is that a way to win the war on drugs? And as a result of that, we win the war on violence.
I don't think that the wall is going to stop the drugs from coming in. I do think that the wall will cut the traffic of it down. And I just don't believe that, you know, the drugs will – there's no cure for that, you know. There's none whatsoever that you're going to be able to stop the drugs or you're going to be able to stop the violence. I think a lot of it has to do with there's just a lot of mean people out there, you know. There's a lot of people that aren't very educated and don't care to be educated.
I hear you, Beth. Thank you for the call. We got to run. 260-1870. Somebody texted this in and said, the president's wall is going to keep drugs out of the country, and as a result, the gun violence in this country will go down. 260-1870. You agree with that or not? And I would presume that most of the gun violence is a result of drugs. More when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. And for that, we go to David Blake.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.